Benedict XVI is back in the Vatican after a whirlwind trip to the United States that took him to New York, the United Nations, and Washington, D.C. His visit was packed with meetings and events. I asked Archbishop Donald Wuerl of the nation's capital how the media reacted to the visit and what they picked up on most.
Well, I think two points came across. One was a very, very positive one. I think the media were surprised at the warmth of the reception of the Holy Father, of the affectionate outpouring for him, and how he was able to connect so easily with the crowds of people that met him. Let me give you one small example. At Andrews Air Force Base on the day of his arrival, all the cameras were all focused on him as he came down the steps from the plane and then was greeted by the President of the United States. The Pope was smiling, waving, but the people that were at the airport, at the Air Force Base, responded with an enormous outpouring of affection. But this is the point. The next morning, as I went to join the motorcade that was to go from the hotel where the papal party was staying to the nunciature to join the Pope, one of the housekeepers at the hotel said to me, "I saw the Pope on television last night. It is clear that he loves us." I was very touched by that. The Holy Father is able to communicate his warmth and his care and his concern for us in a unique manner. And it was evident throughout his visit. Watching the crowds along Pennsylvania Avenue as he went by in the Popemobile after his visit to the President, watching the crowds as he drove in the Popemobile from the conference of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops office to the National Shrine where he met the bishops. It was evident that he was connecting with these people in a very beautiful personal manner.
Did you get the feeling that the media were ready to be a bit on the antagonistic side ahead of this trip, and that they were basically came around on to more of a positive view of this trip?
I think that is a very good way to put this. I think all the stories that led up to his coming to the States, so many of them had this overtone that there was a certain sense of apprehension. Many of the articles spoke about his coming to scold. Although I have to say, it's also true that a good number of the articles did say that the Holy Father will be coming primarily to encourage the faithful. But I think the shift took place when he arrived and everybody saw that he was here as a pastor of souls, not someone who was here to scold. And that began to be picked up in the print media, in the electronic media, and I think that refrain has gone through his visit up until his departure from New York. There was a shift in the way media perceive the Holy Father, at least in a good part of the public media.
Now, in almost every public encounter while there in the U.S., the Holy Father alluded to the suffering of the U.S. church caused by the sex abuse crisis and the need for purification and healing. Were you surprised that he would place so much emphasis on this problem in his public discourses?
I think we all anticipated that the Holy Father would speak to this issue, and it was a blessing that he did, because it was a sign of his care and also his solidarity with the bishops as we try to bring healing to this very, very serious wound, a wound that we have addressed and are now trying not only to ensure that it doesn't happen again, but to bring healing to people who did suffer. I think there was some surprise that it was mentioned as often, but then again, the Holy Father was speaking first to the media, then to the bishops, and then to all of the faithful, and then to a gathering of priests. So I think he was trying to speak to every identifiable group to say two things. To say that we need to continue to reach out to victims and to help them heal, and that we need to be vigilant that this never happens again. But it certainly dominated the coverage, particularly in Washington, because that's where he also met with victims. And so it simply cast a tone to the entire visit by making that the headline story every day.
I've been following some of the U.S. media over here in Italy, and I've found that some U.S. commentators have said, yes, it's all very well that the Pope was so upfront about the abuses, but it's another matter altogether for the Church to actually prevent it from happening again. Do you think that we're going to see any kind of a shakeup in the U.S. Church in response to this child abuse problem after the Pope's visit?
Well, we have to remember that this is an issue that was addressed already. This was addressed 6 years ago. The issues that we're hearing about, the cases of people who are coming forward to say they were abused, happened decades ago. When it became clear that this was a serious problem in the Church, and when it surfaced, the bishops of the United States addressed this with great firmness. The first effort was already back in 1993, and then when it was clear that the response hadn't been as effective as we had hoped, the meeting in Dallas of the bishops resulted in a charter, and eventually the Holy See provided essential norms that allowed us to enforce that charter. So we're talking about action that was taken already 5 or 6 years ago, seeing that none of these priests were in ministry, seeing that there was a healing process in place, a counseling program for anyone who had been abused, and an outreach to them. This is essentially a matter that took place years ago.
In preparing a radio address in the United States, the Pope apparently was recorded as saying that he had come to confirm his brothers and sisters in the faith in the United States, but he concluded by saying, "I have to say that American Catholics are confirming me in my faith." What does that say about the Holy Father's impression of this trip and the U.S. Church?
I think that's one of the really beautiful aspects of this whole experience of the Pope's apostolic journey to the United States. We anticipated that he would come and confirm us in the faith, that he would come and that he would be with us also to challenge us. It's not just a matter of confirming us, but also to challenge us to live out the faith. And he did that. In fact, in his homily at Washington National Stadium, he says, "He began, in the exercise of my ministry as a successor of Peter, I have come to America to confirm you, my brothers and sisters, in the faith of the apostles." Well, he did that, and he did it beautifully well. He did it with compassion, kindness, with joy. Everywhere he went, he confirmed us in the faith. I think he was also pleased to find that the faith is so strong. I heard him say a number of times how strong the faith is that he was witnessing in front of him on his visit. So I think it was a two-way street. He was confirming us, and we were affirming for him that we are, in fact, a strong, vibrant, and faithful church.
Archbishop Donald Wuerl of Washington, D.C.